It's a public holiday in Egypt today, marking the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. But that is not keeping a lot of people from thinking about where the country goes next. VOA's Elizabeth Arad is in Cairo and has been speaking to some of the people who are trying to implement the goals of the protesters. She spoke with us from the streets of the capital city about what the general feeling is on moving forward.
Well, people are looking forward, and some of the disbelief of actually pulling off this revolution is starting to wear off, and they realize they're now facing another really hard part. And one of the main things is that for 30 years or even longer, you've had pretty much this top-down structure in Egypt, and that didn't leave a lot of room for more organics, homegrown movements and civil society. But there are some groups that people are hoping to build on. There are institutions such as the judiciary, which even though bits of it have been problematic, but are more or less trusted, the army to a large part, who obviously are in control. And so people are trying to build on that. That said, there's a lot of cleaning up and clearing out to do, people feel. The protests at the Egyptian Press Syndicate, for example, they want their leaders out for having towed the party line all this time and kept the propaganda machine going. And a lot of the people are showing up, though, appear to be very practical. And what a lot of the people I've been talking to are saying is that they should leave it up to each group and syndicate or union or whatever branch to reform itself and not have a government or army impose purge of the corrupt former officials. There is this tide of reform, and there's a great energy behind it, but it's a daunting task.
As people are looking ahead, there still appears to be some who want to settle accounts with the former government.
Well, there's certainly some elements calling for justice in the extreme. The former interior minister, for example, Adli, he's many people have said, you know, that he should be tried and faced the death penalty. And I spoke this morning with Amr Hamzawi, who's in the group of what are being called the Council of Wise Men. And he, I think, also he represents more of a broader feeling that there should be a certain amount of trials to show that justice can be had. But there's also a feeling that it shouldn't go too far. Rather, that this isn't the time to avenge everything, but rather to rebuild and renew. So there's a lot of talk about the East German model or even the South African model, you know, post-communism, post-apartheid, of making the past known and just letting transparency and the shame that comes with that stand in the historical record and hoping that that helps to set the record straight and then people will move on.
VOA Middle East Bureau Chief and Correspondent Elizabeth Arad speaking with us from the streets of Cairo.